for moderate Republicans. Bob Michael in the House. These were moderate Republicans that were willing to work together to find solutions. They're all gone now. They're just all gone. I mean, we got maybe two Republicans in the Senate that would fit that mold. And that's just about it. And that's not healthy. So I believe in a good, strong two-party system. I believe it served our country well. But both of those parties have to be parties that are broadly based and not narrowly based. And James Lynch.
Senator, I want to talk to you about one of those moderate Republicans, Tom Coburn, and who seems to be intent on holding up your food safety bill. What are the prospects now for getting that passed before the election or even this year? And do you share any of his concerns about the cost and the ability of the agency to take on those responsibilities?
Well, last I spoke to Tom Coburn, he didn't say no. He said, I'm going to sleep on it. So I'm going to talk to him today and see how his restful night was. But I just haven't talked. I'm not going to make any comments on that until I get an absolute no from him. I haven't. He told me he was going to sleep on it. But again, here it is. We have a bill that if I could get it on the floor, I'll bet I'd get more than 90 votes for it. Maybe 92, 93 votes for it, something like that. I just got a note handed to me that Reed said it on the floor that it's not going to happen before the election. Well, evidently something happened this morning that I don't know about. I had breakfast, then I came over here. So maybe something has happened I don't know about. Maybe Mr. Coburn has signaled something. I don't know. I just haven't talked to Tom yet this morning. But again, it just shows you, here's a bill that it came out of our committee on a voice vote, and Mr. Coburn is on our committee. And he did not object to our bill coming out of committee. So since January, I have been working with Mike Enzi on the Republican side, and Judd Gregg and Richard Burr and others on the Republican side, working with people on our side to get this thing honed down. We got it all down. We got everything really put together on this bill. It's supported by industry. In fact, industry wants this bill. They want the protections of a good inspection system, which we don't have now. The processors, the shippers, the wholesalers, grocery manufacturers, others are saying, we need this bill. So this is not just some consumer protection bill. This is a protection also for the businesses in America that deal in food and food processing. And it's a shame that one person can stop it. Now, this is where leadership comes in. As I said, I know I've got 90-plus votes for this bill on the floor. I know that. You would think that Senator McConnell, being the leader of the Republican, would go to Mr. Coburn and say, no, you can't. I won't allow you to do that. But Mr. McConnell won't do that. As far as he's concerned, Mr. DeMint and Mr. Coburn, if they want to stop things, that's just perfectly fine with him. But that is giving up his leadership position. I still hope that maybe we'll get it done, but I'm still working on it. See, that was James. Kay Henderson.
A follow-up on that. Wasn't the egg recall supposed to bolster support for the bill?
Boy, I thought it was, Kay. I really thought with this whole egg recall hitting everything all over the country right before we came back, I thought that would give us the impetus we need. And I think it did. I think that's why everybody's ready to move on it, except for Mr. Coburn. I showed people how if this had been in place, or if we get this in place, it's going to lessen the likelihood of this kind of egg thing happening in the future. But Mr. Coburn says no. And when Mr. Coburn says no, Mr. McConnell, his leader, backs him up and lets him do his thing. Mr. McConnell, now, I'll tell you what, if this was Trent Lott or if this was Bob Dole running the Senate, this would never happen. Never.